Five takeaways from congressional discussions on USAID. Republicans and Democrats exchanged vastly different opinions about the U.S. Agency for International Aid in a pair of events on Capitol Hill over 2 days. USAID was the subject of both a roundtable discussion convened by Democratic senators on February 12 and a hearing held by the House Foreign Affairs Committee, chaired by Republican Congressman Brian Mast, on February 13. Neither event produced official actions, but both aired the views of each party concerning the fate of the organization that has been the face of American foreign aid for 64 years. The future of USAID is uncertain after President Donald Trump on January 20 ordered a 90-day pause in spending on foreign development assistance to assess whether the programs were efficient and consistent with U.S. foreign policy. Trump later closed the agency's Washington offices and ordered that nearly all employees be placed on administrative leave at 11:59 p.m. on February 7. On January 28, Secretary of State Marco Rubio signed a waiver allowing life-saving humanitarian assistance to continue. A federal judge issued a temporary restraining order against the involuntary leave until February 14, then extended it for an additional week on February 13. Here's what both parties are saying about USAID and U.S. international development more generally. 1. Both parties favor foreign aid as a strategic tool. Some Democrats fear that the administration's action on USAID is a precursor to the elimination of foreign aid. This is not about oversight. It's not about reform. It's about completely gutting foreign assistance itself, said Representative Sarah Jacobs in the Foreign Affairs Committee hearing. In both forums, Democrats said that humanitarian aid and international development are vital tools for ensuring national security. Republicans agreed but emphasized the need for foreign aid to be squarely aligned with U.S. foreign policy goals. Why was USAID created in the first place? In 1961, it was to counter the Soviet Union during the Cold War. I believe it still has a legitimate purpose, to counter the rising threat of China and our other foreign adversaries, Representative Michael McCaul said on February 13. 2. Republicans believe USAID has undermined foreign policy. Republicans are critical of USAID in part because they believe it has wandered from its original purpose and now actively undermines U.S. interests. The programs that USAID and the State Department have spent money on are indefensible. They hurt America's standing around the globe, said Representative Brian Mast, chairman of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, on February 13. Mast and other Republicans listed several programs related to LGBT issues, gender ideology, and abortion that host nations, particularly in Africa, found offensive. Representative Gregory Meeks, ranking member of the committee, said, "These are distractions meant to obscure the critical work USAID does." Other Republicans pointed to funding programs intended to advance U.S. interests that have actually benefited America's enemies. Representative Scott Perry said the nearly $535 million spent by USAID in Afghanistan in 2024 benefited only the Taliban, who had been known to profit from aid distributions through extortion, the diversion of funds, and theft. "You are funding terrorism," Perry said, "and it is coming through USAID." 3. Democrats fear greater harm from withholding aid. Democrats in both the House and Senate said that withholding foreign aid, even temporarily, will undermine America's national security. "These efforts undermine our foreign assistance are a gift to America's adversaries," Senator Jeanne Shaheen said of the administration's action on USAID, speaking at the February 12th roundtable. Meeks said the same in remarks to the Foreign Affairs Committee. "Who wins when we pull back from one of America's greatest strengths? China wins. Russia wins. Our adversaries win," Meeks said. In both forums, lawmakers and invited witnesses expounded on that theme, saying that China in particular would cultivate relationships with developing nations by providing the aid withheld by the United States. Others said withdrawing U.S. international aid would have downstream effects such as increasing illegal immigration and human trafficking, as well as the spread of deadly diseases such as Ebola that would eventually reach American shores. "By unilaterally dismantling our entire foreign assistance apparatus, you have endangered every American who relies on that system to keep them safe from global crises," Representative Sidney Kamlinger-Dove said on February 13. Representative Pramalaj Jayapal said that even a temporary pause in delivering aid would cause needless suffering, as money would not reach critical humanitarian programs. Funding has stayed frozen, even for programs with a waiver, Jayapal said on February 13th. Drug deliveries have been stopped. Life-saving food is rotting at ports. 4. Parties disagree on legality of Trump's USAID order. Democrats are united in denouncing Trump's action on USAID as illegal. This seems like illegal impoundment, Shaheen said, referring to presidential withholding of appropriated funds. Senator Chris Coons said on February 12th, "This abrupt and total shutdown of U.S. foreign aid is inefficient, wasteful, harmful, illegal. USAID was created by executive order in 1961 and was made an independent federal agency by Congress in 1998. Democrats said that Congress would have to take action to abolish it. While Trump has closed offices and ordered a pause in funding and a dramatic reduction in staff, he has not yet taken action to close the agency entirely. Trump has stated his opinion that the agency should be shut down. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and other Republicans have talked of restructuring the agency to move some functions to the State Department. 5. Democrats are willing to work on reforms. Republicans have accused Democrats of being more interested in protecting USAID than in identifying and eliminating wasteful spending. Democratic lawmakers in both forums said they were willing to cooperate with Republicans on reforms, but insisted that be done through Congress rather than by the Department of Government Efficiency. "I'm all for ensuring that our tax dollars go to the right place. I've always been willing to work across the aisle with my colleagues. I'm sure everyone here will echo those sentiments," Shaheen said on February 12th. Representative Sheila Cherflis McCormick said on February 13th that Congress would have forestalled the problems caused by the administrations if given the chance. "I do have confidence that if Congress had the opportunity instead of DOGE, that we could have worked across the aisle to identify what would have been the consequences and avoided them," Cherflis McCormick said. "I don't want a 21-year-old tech bro going through and deciding which programs should continue and not continue. Mr. Chairman, I want us to work and do that work," Representative Ami Bera told MAST on February 13th. "That's our job." Representative Mark Green expressed support for DOGE's work to cut waste in federal spending. "I don't understand the objection to a deep dive into how we spend our money," Green said.